Alrighty, folks, we welcome you back to Crunch Time. It's a Monday show. It's raining, which is actually kind of glorious. And we're delighted you've decided to join us. We're going to lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Time to check in with my favorite New York sports journalist, getting it done for the New York Daily News, covering Sabrina, the Liberty, WNBA, Yankees, and more. You can follow her on Twitter. The handle's at @Sarah_IsabelV. Sarah, Valenzuela, our returning champ. How are things back in the Big Apple?
Hey, it's going pretty well. Can't complain. How's it going for you?
Things are well. You know, we're a college town, excited about our Oregon team, and obviously the finale for Sabrina and the Liberty. But I want to ignore the Jets and Giants. I want to focus on baseball. So the Yankees win 13 in a row, and you wonder, are they going to win the East? Then you wonder, are they even going to be in the wild card race? Then they sweep at Fenway. So, Sarah, what's the buzz? Are people ecstatic or, like me, just confused?
Definitely not confused. It's happened their entire season off and on big stretches, but I feel like the Yankees as a franchise have always, for themselves, clutched right wins. So those late September big hits. I think very specifically, it's Giancarlo Stanton hitting at the right moment. Talking about who was almost like calling head at games earlier this season for lack of production, and now he's being heralded among the Yankees. Greatest of the greats. So, hitting their stride all around.
Yeah, and when you say hitting, I mean, we're talking, he hit one, he almost knocked the Sitco sign over last night. By the way, wherever you are, you're breaking up a little bit. You sounded fine and on the tail end there. I just, for clarity's sake.
Is this any better?
Oh, yeah, there you are. Okay, cool. So I know you're a Mets family, so I'm going to try and be gentle here. But 6 weeks ago, I mean, they're tied for the East. Now they're closer to the Nats in last. The owner seems a little overly concerned about social media. They had to fire their GM. So what's with your Mets, and how interesting of a winter is it going to be?
To be determined on how that winter goes. I guess we'll all see. But I feel like at a certain point, and I think it was Terry Collins who said it best on SNY at some point. He was saying that, speaking about Michael Conforto in particular, that he maybe might have put too much pressure on himself to do better, which led to like a little bit of slumping numbers. I think that just goes the whole team round. There was a lot more pressure to get stuff done this year, and yeah, they did. They did great in the first half of the year, and then started to slide a little bit more towards the second half until it all came crashing down. I think a lot of it had to do with just putting too much pressure on themselves, and also just struggling in terms of pitching. Aaron Boone said yesterday's game, that a lot of the Yankee success starts with good starting pitching, starting with Gerrit Cole. The Mets lost Jacob deGrom months ago. It's hard to really bounce back from that when you're trying to fill in with such legendary pitching with all these reserve guys and people that you're just pulling up. And I mean, we've got Rich Hill, but nothing compares to like Jacob deGrom. So
yeah, that's
a little bit of here and there. And as every Mets fan says at the end of every season, next year's theirs.
Yep, 1986 getting farther and farther in the rear view. let's move to the Liberty and WNBA. We continue with Sarah Valenzuela of the New York Daily News. So the Friday before last, they beat the Mystics. Sabrina had a great game. They needed LA and Washington to lose Sunday. They did. And then that overtime game against Phoenix. So just overall, looking like they were kind of dead in the water. Just how kind of a fun ride was that stretch run?
I mean, for New York media that have covered the Liberty, at least for the last, like, four years, it was entirely exciting, completely a gift. Who would have thought that two other teams who were in complete control of their own playoff destinies would, like, lose out like that, giving way for the Liberty at, like, the last second? So it was exciting on one end, frustrating on other ends, just because, as Coach Hopkins said after the game, you know, maybe might have gone another way, had some calls been made, bad refereeing. Of course, it's not all up, like, on the refs. The Liberty wouldn't have been in this situation in the first place had it not been for their own downfalls and needing some more time to build up some of that chemistry. So I feel like it went two ways. Exciting. They got what they needed out of that, and we'll see how it goes for them next year.
And we also might want to give some credit to Sophie Cunningham, who I think in another parallel universe is still hitting three-pointers.
You know, saw that one.
And I don't have to tell you, this team won two games last year. Sabrina got hurt. They drafted Michaela Onyewede from UCLA, DeeDee Richards from Baylor. They made trades. They signed Benaja Laney. So overall, when you obviously comparing the two, finding a way to the playoffs, how is the now finished season being viewed success-wise moving forward?
As far as the team goes, I mean, at the very beginning of the season, before the season even started, we asked the players in the media Zoom room, like, what does success look for you guys? And a lot of them, well, the returning players, the second year, said, Jazz Jones very specifically said, like, winning more than, like, improving on, like, a two-win season. That was a given. They did that. And then towards the second half of the season, that conversation started turning into playoffs. Playoffs, playoffs, playoffs is what we're gunning for. And even when those odds started to shrink away, just as the losses piled up, playoffs was still in their heads. So being able to make the playoffs, that ticked off one goal. And Sammy Whitcomb said, you know, like, we didn't just come into this to because we wanted to make the playoffs. It was to legitimately see how far they could get. The last of the first round, but.
Well, and of course, our Eugene queen, Sabrina, you know, you and I have spoken about her. She went through a chunk of the season, as you told me, before she was really 100% healthy. She did finish third in the league in assists. Didn't really shoot great all season. But, Sarah, with really one full season under her belt, kind of what's the UNESCO buzz around fans in the city and, you know, among Liberty fans?
She's definitely still a very popular figure. When people think of the Liberty, they immediately think of her. And she's definitely, like, made her way in terms of, like, marketability of herself and what she represents in terms of the change for the Liberty. She's definitely got a lot more coming for her. And I spoke with a number of experts who I'm not going to reveal just yet because it's in a story to come.
Okay, well done.
overall, the notion for her moving forward is her next year, her third year, technically second season, will be her biggest yet.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing, because she has a tendency to figure things out as she goes along. So now that the regular season's in the rear view, you were on Twitter talking about who you're voting for, all WNBA first team. Kind of found it interesting you left Breanna Stewart off, but when it comes to league MVP, who were your considerations and who do you think deserves it?
So my pick was for Jean-Claude Jones, but my last two my final decisions came between Jones and Tina Charles. And overall, when it came down to it, I thought about, all right, well, the Sun are the best team in the league. Jean-Claude Jones is that leader of that team on both ends of the court. Who would you naturally give that to, looking at the numbers, and then just looking at her play all season? So in terms of, like, what it means to be an MVP, not just on a numbers standpoint, I thought of Jean-Claude Jones. And I was like, yep, this one's kind of like, this one's hers now.
So for Rookie of the Year, I mean, the top pick was Charlie Collier from Texas. She ended up being more of a reserve. Ditto Ari McDonald, who almost won a national title at Arizona. And, of course, we talked about Michaela Onyewede of the Lib. So who was in the running on your ballot, and who do you think is the best rookie this year?
It was... And I promise, it's not biased. It was Michaela Onyewede and then Dede Richards. But Michaela was, I mean, from the start, she was my pick. Almost from the beginning of the season. Just the way she plays, she's got starter minutes most of the season, played all 32 games. Points leader, like offensive leader across the board. In terms of, like, all the rookies, just the way she plays, though, it didn't seem like there were moments where she didn't seem like she was a rookie at all. It was almost just like she was there, and she was always meant to be there.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a very close vote. I think she wins it by a mile. And lastly, Chicago is in the semifinals, and of course, a lot of Sky fans here because of Ruthie Hebert, and they play your MVP in Connecticut. In the other, Phoenix gets Taurasi back, and the reigning MVP, Asia Wilson, and the Aces. No Seattle, no Minnesota, who I think were the third and fourth best teams. So who are you liking? Obviously, you mentioned Connecticut. You think they're clearly the team to beat, or does somebody else have a shot?
I am honestly putting it all on Las Vegas. They had such a clear picture last year, and yeah, there were some bumps in the road this year, like injuries, COVID, whatnot. But I think if they're all in the clear for their semifinal game, I'm gunning on them for making the final and then winning the whole thing.
All righty, folks. She is Sarah Valenzuela, New York Daily News. Again, you could follow her on Twitter at Sarah_IsabelV. Look forward to all your work. I always appreciate your time. Really enjoy it. And Sarah, thanks a million for joining us. Be well, and look forward to talking soon.
Thank you.
Take it easy.